council, see what their thoughts are. If they're blessing, approval, disapproval, whatever.
So you're looking at a transition period is what you're looking at, so that you get ready and...
Possibly. I mean, you know, how long is it going to take us to move the equipment once we get it all done? I mean, we can have that probably moved in 3 days, 2 days. That shouldn't be a big deal.
That's not a big deal.
You all have got trailers and equipment to move, and we do too, you know. So. Yeah.
I guess the question that we're giving is if the administration, if the council would see fit so that we could immediately start servicing everyone, that the county would come in and operate with under the site, under the people that's there, the two employees or whoever, and they would immediately be serving the citizens, while at the same time they would be gaining the knowledge and experience they would need to successfully do it the best they could.
I think it's a good idea for transition. Mm-hmm. Our alderman basically said, well, we don't want to close, but we've got to find an alternative. We've got to find a different way to do it. Mm-hmm. And so this is one way that in discussions, that talking with the county, working, having a cooperative situation, so our citizens will realize there's cooperation between us all, and then have a location that really is suited for being able to take care of the needs of the county.
And I guess the assumption is that the county can operate it under, if it's an expense thing, the county, it's the people's money still, and we've got to operate it the most efficient that we can. So hoping that we can operate it, and as we looked at the expense and revenue sheet, much of that expense was salaries. And a huge amount of it. So we're hoping that we can operate it. Devin, you're over those, correct me in this. More efficiency in that, what more efficient in that way?
Correct. You know, that's where I'd mentioned two people and then hopefully community service, and to separate everything like Jim had talked about to get as much money as we can out of it to recover back.
And a key element, a key thing, I think, will be gaining from the experience that the city of Branson has. You agree? No? Mm-hmm.
I do. So now we just need a response back from Branson, I think.
And we do that pretty quickly.
Yeah. As soon as we get back, I'll meet with our administration, my boss. And he can relay it on, and as Mayor Akers can, to the council members.
And you'll be a big help to us also.
This would be a Travis question, but if everybody agreed, surely we could just do an intergovernmental agreement for 2 months or...
Yeah, actually, that should be easy. Just let the lawyers handle that. That's why they get paid the medium bucks.
Mike.
Mr. Rowland.
May I ask a question here? What's the plan on Kazee Mills? I have a vested interest in that, of course.
I thought we said to keep it open, didn't we?
Yes, our goal was
to
keep
it. So we're going to continue right where we are with that.
As soon as we can open this...
We have to have a place to take it. Yeah. So as soon as we get one open back up, Kizzy Mills will go back into operation. I'm sure we can do that the day that it's ready.
Yeah.
Perfect. I mean, Tyson's. I got a shop post.
You might be able to talk to that gentleman right there and see if he can come down and pick it up for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to catch him before he gets.
Okay. Okay.
Sure.
Well, I mean, you know, Springfield's wide open. I mean, nobody wants to drive up there.
We've had some drive up there, but they...
You know, there, all the centers are open and all our facilities are open.
Well, it has amazed me, and I think maybe it has others, at the interest we have throughout the county and the people that... the recycling and everything. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a... I mean, they closed the one in Ava, and it was a Shelter Shirt Workshop run off organization, and it was so poorly run, and I tried to help them many times, but they ended up just shutting it down. But, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's a month goes by that I'm not getting called. Somebody in Ava, whether it's a chamber or some city councilman or the mayor But how can we open this thing back up? We're just getting killed by, you know, questions. And I'm just like, well, I've tried to talk to you about it now for years. But you don't catch, you know.
I had someone tell me from that area that they were driving over to our mechanic shop, or one here at Kazee Mills, and to use it, and now they can't. And,
Is that it? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Got 10:05. We'll be in recess. We'll recess upstairs and take our auditor's roundtable discussion and then executive session after that. Is that right? We'll be in recess.